Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. He's David Levin.
And she is Robin Kotke. Is that our new thing now?
Good morning, David. I don't know. Okay. Maybe.
Good morning to you, too. Sunday morning.
Oh, Sunday morning. And it feels like deep summer, doesn't it?
Oh, boy, it really does.
Yeah. It seems like usually at this time, it's chilly out, you know, haven't really started thinking too much about the garden, but now I feel really behind.
Yeah.
There's time. It's all good. Have you planted a garden this year?
Margaret has. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did she start with seedlings?
Yeah. We had seedlings down here in the grower for quite a bit, but they're out now. Mm-hmm. The babies are out on their own.
Aw.
I noticed last night we had dinner on our front porch. We have a nice little dinner space out there. And it's that perfect part of the year where it's warm enough to really enjoy it out there, but the bugs aren't out yet.
Right, so the gnats.
We were appreciating that.
Yeah. You know, I have gone over to Growing for Good a few times, and their selection this year is just outstanding. Herbs and vegetable starts and beautiful flowers. I did go on Friday just to get some things to put in our planters, and we'll be tilling up the garden today. Oh, and we'll have some news. If you're feeling like you really need some more garden space, we'll have some news for you at the end of the podcast. We have some exciting community news around community plots. So you're just going to have to stay tuned.
The word plot is a little bit fraught for me.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that at the time, I guess. Yeah.
Well, because you talk about burial plots.
That's the only time I ever hear
plotting
that.
As a verb.
Write that too. Thank you.
And that's generally not, you know, if you're plotting something, it's generally not on the up and up, right?
No, you don't plot happy things. You plot criminal things.
But why not? I mean, maybe we can disrupt that.
We can plot next year's pod series after we're done today.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, what's coming up?
Well, just a couple of things. Because we're in our very last week, I can't believe it. So the closing day assembly on May 28th is at 10:45 a.m. Also on that same day is the gelato special. Oops, not special. Gelato social. It is special, though. We'll talk about that more in a minute. And also on that same day, graduation. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, this week we have a few class plays that will be put on once more for the eighth grade students who missed them last week because they were on their eighth grade trip, was a great success. And they're home and I'm sure sleeping in their, I'm sure they're still asleep. A number of those eighth graders and the chaperones, they went camping in northern Wisconsin. And I can't wait to hear more about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I know that there are a few classes that are going to put on a show. I know that the fifth grade is putting on another performance, and forgive me because I don't remember which other ones are. Oh, also the fourth grade. Anyway, speaking of play season, I heard that the sixth grade play was just out of sight. This was Mandy Palin's first.
Oh yeah.
Spring play.
It was really fun. We really enjoyed it.
I didn't get to go. But I'm really excited to read the script. I talked to Maureen Karlstad about it yesterday. I know that she and Mandy worked really closely together on that, and I saw the photos, which were just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It was funny. It's very entertaining. Yeah.
And then the fifth grade put on a performance of Aida, which is a story of ancient Egypt and Ethiopia. Beautiful story, beautifully done, music and traditional dancing, and Tom Gullion was there accompanying on a flute and drum, and it was
nice.
Out. And one of the things that's been so lovely this year is having the plays outdoors, and that's just been especially special.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and on Friday, we met up at Growing for Good with Adrian Hugo and Joe Lenars, who oversees facilities committee, and we started talking about where the amphitheater stage will be placed. And so that will be built this summer, which is really exciting, especially now that we've seen a couple of plays take place down there and we know how magical they always are, but especially now, you know, outdoors and in a space that will be built specifically for that purpose.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, we received a couple of grants for a stage, and stay tuned.
Nice. So, an RTS update. In light of new data regarding outdoor COVID transmission and the lower rate of local cases, we've transitioned to a mask optional recess this week. That was actually last week. We're continuing with it now. If you or your child would feel more comfortable continuing to mask outdoors, we'll honor and support your choice. Please notify your child's class teacher if you would like your child to remain masked outdoors. We're also returning to observing 2 out of 3 key protective measures for adults at school. As a reminder, the 3 key protective measures are being outdoors, wearing a face covering, and keeping distance. That means if you're able to keep your distance when outside, then masks are no longer required. I can tell you, Francis really enjoyed the mask-free recesses.
Oh, yes. It's just so nice to see that some children have braces now. What? You know, how long have those been there? It is really nice. And what's especially nice is just, you know, knowing that it's, you know, it feels safe. You know, we have a lot of assurance that that this is A-okay. So it does feel like we are kind of returning to ourselves to our traditions. And yeah.
Speaking of which, what's coming up this Friday?
Ooh, lots of exciting things. Let's see. So we'll have our closing day assembly and a graduation and gelato. Not necessarily in that order, however. So our PRWS community is invited to celebrate with us on Friday morning as the 8th grade students journey again over the Rainbow Bridge. The closing day assembly will be held outdoors on the school grounds at 10:45 a.m., with dismissal occurring directly after the assembly at noon. In the event of rain, attendance will be limited to grades 1 and 8 families and will be held under the tents. And this year, in place of our traditional end-of-year potluck picnic, we will gather as a community, rain or shine, to enjoy gelato following dismissal at noon.
Yum.
I know. And not just any gelato, magpie gelato. We're partnering with them to offer a sweet ending to this most extraordinary school year. If you and your children would like to join us, please find us near the kitchen door. We will offer a few traditional favorites as well as a dairy-free option. Do join us. And the 8th grade commencement ceremony will take place on Friday evening at 6:30 and will also be held outside. This year's graduation ceremony is by invitation only due to limited space and COVID protocols. I do understand that that there will also be an option to zoom in. Is that true?
Oh, I don't know.
I think so.
Seems like it would make sense.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Right?
If so, how would they hear about that?
Well, we would send out an announcement with the Zoom link if that is indeed happening. But that was my most recent understanding. We'll keep you posted.
Pentathlon gratitude. Mother Nature heard our prayers and blessed us with a beautiful day for the 2021 pentathlon. Heartfelt gratitude to Beth Krieger-Fritch and Michelle Thomas for coordinating all the many details for this event's day. Thank you to Jennifer Wade for the beautiful ribbons adorning the beautifully engraved medals by Tom Goulian. Thank you, Tom. Thank you to Eva Schulte, Robin Kotke, and Stephanie Brown for the beautiful laurels. Thank you to Stephen and Robin Kotke and TJ Samanchin for the snacks, coffee, and tea. Thank you to the setup crew and takedown crew for the fine events, Alex Wade, Mike Palin, Franz Funovitz, Beth Krieger-Fritch, and Michelle Thomas. Thank you to Isaac Porter and Sylvie Shanka, who transformed into Zeus and Athena. Thank you to Drew Shanka for photographing the children at each event. Weren't those pictures great? Thank you to Erica Brozier and the YIHS students for being dedicated witnesses and workers. Thank you to the city-state leaders for guiding the students through the events, Anne-Marie Fryer, Jerry Shanka, and Ben Agar. Gratitude to Julie Kaspers-Agar for many years of service to these days. Thank you very deeply to Christina Goulian for taking on and preparing a traditional Greek fest in short order, with the help of Renate Markle, Cree Max, Monica DeClerc, Amber Knudsen, and whomever else assisted. Thank you to the 7th grade parents for driving the food out to Sidey Hollow and serving all of us. Thank you to Sidey Hollow for its beauty and reserving the day for us. Thank you to the fifth grade students for living true to the five disciplines in truth and beauty and uprightness of being. Ms. Letty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful love letter from Ms. Letty. It was spectacular. I have to say, I had never been to a pentathlon, and by design, this is, you know, we have a fifth grade student this year, and it will live forever in our hearts as perhaps one of the very best events that we've ever been part of as Pleasant Ridge parents. And that's saying a lot because there are so many beautiful traditions, but this, I just could not have even imagined how stirred and touched, you know, we would be by this. And it was different than in years past, due to COVID, but, what we heard from other parents who have already done the pentathlon and then did one this year. Generally, we get together with, I think, five other regional Waldorf schools to share the pentathlon together. And of course, this year it was, you know, just our students. And so there was a level of intimacy, I think, this particular year that, you know, was just different and lovely. And of course, some other things that, but we don't know the difference, right? And so, it was the same with you this, you know, past year with Francis too. And you've had the experience of both, actually.
Yeah, we did. Yep.
Well, please do take a look at these gorgeous photographs that Drew Shanka was there. I mean, he was there every step of the way taking these amazing shots. And at the end of the day, one of the most fun things was that the children, after the closing ceremonies, made their way halfway around Sidey Hollow Lake and took a plunge into the lake via rope swing.
Yeah.
There were even a couple of dads who participated, and that was also super fun.
Yeah, and by the way, a little photo portal note. There are way more pictures than we would normally put up for an event. There are hundreds of pictures up there, specifically because we wanted pictures of each child doing each event. But there's too many for us to keep up there indefinitely. So if you had a child in there and you want to grab those pictures, grab them sooner than later while you still can, please.
Oh, sure.
By the way, if you haven't been in there or you haven't tried this, you can download the pictures and their full resolution, but make sure you click the thumbnail to get to the full-sized one before you do that. If you try and download the thumbnail, you get the actual thumbnail. It's a tiny little version. It's grainy. But if you want the quality picture, click through to the full-size picture and you can download, click and download from there.
Sweet. Oh, yeah. Thanks for taking care of that.
Speaking of pictures, there are some other nice pictures from the class plays. Not all of them, but a few of them are up there. Scheherazade, the sixth grade play, is up there. And there's a couple more plays coming up this last week. Is that right? Seventh and fourth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay, folks, last chance to take the OSNA School Climate Survey. You can find links in this week's Lunchbox Express. Your feedback really does matter. It takes maybe 10 to 15 minutes to complete the survey. Be sure to hit submit at the end. And thank you so much for your participation.
And all the links are in the lunchbox, yes?
Indeed, yes.
Great. And I say all because there's one for each sort of group you might be in, whether you're a parent or an alumni student, etc. Thanks for your help. All right, Pleasant Ridge is a great place to work. We all know that.
Hashtag facts.
Hashtag facts. Okay, so we have multiple employment opportunities available for the upcoming school year. Links in the lunchbox for a complete job description for each available position. Hot lunch chef, dishwasher and food prep assistant, class teachers for grade 1, 2, and 3, and a eurythmy teacher. We request that applications be accompanied by a resume, cover letter, short biography, and references. Should be referenced to the personnel committee. If you have questions, please contact us at 608-637-7828 or via email.
Do you still need to sign your participation in financial contract for the coming school year or submit payment and supply fees? Office hours are available throughout next week. Please stop by to get this squared away. The deadline to submit signed enrollment contracts, submit tuition payment plans, and the 21-22 student supply fee is June 15th. If you have any questions, contact Robin, me. Please stop by the school and make sure that all of that is squared away. I have had meetings with the great majority of parents They've been really nice opportunities to check in and talk about participation in the life of the school and your financial commitment for the coming year. Just stop by and we will put the finishing touches on that. I sure do appreciate you coming in this week, possibly the next, but making sure that that's done by June 15.
Yeah. Stop by the Lost and Found in the school lobby. We'll have all Lost and Found objects on a table in the lobby beginning this coming week. Parents are welcome to come and take a quick look for anything that their child may be missing. I'm guessing there's quite a few items on that table.
Yeah, there are a couple of lonely gloves, you know, cast-off hoodies, you know, the usual. But please do stop by, because we sure would love to reunite you with your items. And I would say that by the end of the school year, if those things have not been claimed, they would be donated.
Yeah.
Construction update. That's been so fun.
It really has.
To see all that construction. I can't imagine how dusty those houses lining those streets must be with, you know, all of that. I'm sure that wouldn't be super fun. But sidewalks will be poured on Washington beginning early this week. We know it is ever so tempting, but please, please refrain from concrete art and footprints. It does allow water in where it can damage the entire concrete. It is a big deal for the contractor, as they are responsible for the warranty of the work, and any markings or footprints result in having to tear it out and re-pour it or do additional repair work. Any alterations either need to be ground out or filled with concrete and ultimately result in a poorer product. Thank you for your restraint. I have to say, that would be really tough for me to pass by.
Oh, I know. I didn't know that. I was actually happy to have them explain that it can damage the concrete over time, because I thought, what's the harm? Little
right.
initials in there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put your initials in there.
Oh, yes. No.
And your address.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess it. Last week, Stephanie Pedretti was really surprised to see her cousin out there, who's part of the crew, who was out there essentially just watching, standing guard over the area to make sure that nobody was dipping their toe in or whatnot. Really, you would do that?
No, of course not.
Okay, I might. But I won't.
Okay.
I won't.
Okay. We have to be a good role model for our children, Robin.
Yes. And especially now that I really understand why that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a reminder, we've talked about this before, but we really can't say it too much. Please, please speak to children about the importance of staying on the sidewalk and how hard it is for operators to see out of the equipment. That is why even adults are required to wear high visibility clothing in construction zones. Should you need to cross the street in a construction zone, please check in with one of the workers first while staying on the sidewalk. During construction, dump trucks are often waiting for their turn to back up through the intersections, and it's very hard for them to see people crossing the street, and it may not be obvious to those on foot when this will happen, as the truck may appear to be parked. Important information about the project is available at the construction webpage on the city website. If you have any questions or wish to set up an appointment to discuss site-specific needs, or wish to provide your email to receive these updates, feel free to contact City Engineer Sarah Granger at 637-7154, extension 20.
Speaking of impressive work, lawn mowing volunteers needed. That was a good that was a good transition, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. This summer, as in the past, the school will rely on volunteers to keep the lawn mowed. Please consider signing up for a shift or two. Make it even more fun and find a friend or two to mow with you. Push mowers and gas are provided by the school. If you have any questions, please contact Joel Linares at 720-636-0187.
You can sign up directly from the Lunchbox Express.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. There's a link right there.
So big thanks to the fundraiser. It was sixth grade doing a couple fundraising events yesterday. One at the farmer's market selling ropes. And one at Nelson's selling brats. We had great turnout. It was a perfect day. It was pretty fun. It really was pretty fun. And it was mm-hmm. really successful fundraiser. So I wasn't even involved with the ropes part, at least not the people who showed up that day. So I don't know who all to thank. But I can certainly thank Margaret for doing a great job organizing them.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thanks, Margaret.
I did see a couple of parents over at Nelson Agri Center. We stopped by. Mark Brudos was there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who else?
Dan. Earlier in the day, Dan was grilling, and I was there. And Nicole Penick was there.
Oh, yeah, Nicole.
And over at the ropes, I saw Eileen and Aaron and another name I'm spacing right now. I don't know who had the first shift. I think Margaret was there.
So they actually had the actual jump roping machine there, and they were making them for folks to see in real time.
Yep. Had a bunch of kids there.
Oh, that's such a sweet snapshot into, you know, our school too. So, oh, that's great.
Yeah, they were lovely. I'm so glad. Both of them were very successful. Thank you, everyone.
How about some community news?
Community news.
There's a childcare opening. Miss Lori still has one opening for childcare in her country home beginning June 21st. She is 1 mile out of town and will be available Mondays through Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. for children ages 3 to 7 years old. Email her at lorid2@frontiernet.net. So that's, looks like it's Lorid2. LORID2@frontiernet.net for more information.
Time to talk about plots.
Oh, here we go. We promised we would circle around.
So apparently they're starting a new cemetery service over at Growing for Good.
Oh, stop.
No, that's a joke. That's just my plots reference.
Yes. Community gardening, anyone? There are plots available at Growing for Good. What do we say? Personal gardens? Plot's a terrible word. It just doesn't even sound nice when you say it.
No.
Plot.
Plot.
it's not a pleasing word. But anyway, it's not so displeasing that it was a barrier for us. Because we have signed up for
a family
spot over there.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about it, David.
Well, they're embarking on a renewed gardening adventure for Pleasant Ridge families to engage in community and gardening together this season. The Growing for Good garden space has room for 5 to 7 families to join our community garden. They'll meet once a week to work together with 1 hour devoted to collective work for Growing for Good. Interested? Contact Vicki for more details, 606-3760 or Vicki Lynn with 2 N's, Ramsey, A-Y, @gmail.com. And that link's in the lunchbox.
We're going to plant some extra things this year that we can preserve. We have gardens at our home, but we thought that could be a fun way to maybe grow just a little bit extra and work with other folks and have shared community time. Thanks so much to Vicki for putting this together. It should be really fun.
Yeah.
The Rose Garden at Growing for Good. Oh, please do stop by. It's they have great prices. They have great selection, all kinds of herbs and flowers and perennials and cut flowers. This week at the Rose Garden, greet planting season by exploring our 4 fully operational and filled greenhouses. We have everything from annuals to perennials to vegetables and herb starts, as well as affordable cut flower arrangements. See, all the things I just said. Mm-hmm. We hope to see you in the shop this week and are happy to help you with your spring gardening needs.
Summer camps, marveling down the Wisconsin River canoe trip. 2 sessions available, ages 10 to 13, will go out June 21st through 25th, ages 14 through 18, July 12th through the 16th. 16 spaces for each session, led by Steve Lawless, Perla, and Justice Grenier. To sign up, contact Steve at marygreenmarvel.org. Francis is going on that. It's going to be a great trip.
Mari, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And I believe that might be it for this episode and for the entire season, Robin.
The entire season.
Yep.
Oh, my stars, we made it.
In the can, we made it. Wow.
Barely at times, but...
It counts. We get full credit.
Who cares? Absolutely.
Darn right.
Oh, well, thanks so much, David.
Yeah, thank you too.
Yeah, and thanks to all who listen. And we sure are grateful for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Have the best summer.
Great summer, and things will be so close to actual full normal come this fall. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. And please, you know, please consider gardening with us this summer. And as always, if you have any ideas for next year's podcast, please do let us know.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you.
All right, then. See you
then. Take care.